Haywire.
Young voices from regional Australia.
Philippa, Newcastle, New South Wales, a Awabakal country.
I put my hand up for everything. Every club, every sport, every opportunity. I guess I don't know how to stop. Overachieving had become an addiction. Not to impress anyone, but because I always needed to be doing something. Chasing the next thing, filling my calendar until there's barely space left. A few years ago, a seizure during a soccer game brought me to a sudden halt. Not just on the field, but in everything I was doing. I was bedbound, and I realised I wasn't built to sit still. Once I recovered, I threw myself into every missed opportunity and added a few more. Opportunities became my escape. Join a school club, amazing. Another sport, even better. Another distraction, just what I need. It's like an addiction, overachieving. And like any addiction, it catches up with you. I went from the happiest kid to someone struggling, knowing that if I slowed down, the depression would catch up. Behind all of the activities, my struggles were hidden, even from myself. It took a while to realise that it was all too much, but somehow, still never enough. Eventually, I sought support from a psychologist, and I found ways to manage. I still throw myself into things, but now I pick them carefully. These days, I don't just join clubs or play sports to distract myself. I do it with greater purpose, because I believe in something bigger. Having a community, helping others, speaking up and creating change. I want people to know it's common for those who are struggling to not show it. My life may look perfect from the outside, but it isn't. No one's is. We never really know what battles people are facing, so a little kindness can go a long way. I'm trying my hardest to be a paediatric doctor, so I can help kids who, like me, need support in hard times. Some people may just see me as an overachiever, and I'm okay with that. But for me, giving 100% is how I'm wired. I'm proud of my drive to do things, to be better, especially when it's for others who are struggling. It's just who I am. And maybe that's why I keep putting my hand up.
abc.net.au/haywire